Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And with Gaza under siege, either by ground or air, for nearly 2 weeks, this week we learned that the people of Gaza have basically 3 hours each day to leave their home and to go and get the necessities of life. Mohammed Abu Shaban joins us from Gaza. Mohammed, is 3 hours enough time to do what you need to do?
Unfortunately, it is not enough. Like, I went to the bakery at the moment. I found so many people over the doors. And, of course, there will be no time. We only have 1 hour and 20 minutes. And, of course, before about 5 minutes, I've heard an explosion somehow far away from here. But even it means that even in the ceasefire period, they are not ceasing fire, really. Some people are being attacked. Yesterday in the ceasefire, 3 people have been killed. But 3 hours is so much not enough. And even the people you are talking about, more than 1.5 million people who are in need for so vegetables and fruits, if the people are going to buy, are coming from the southern areas. And the southern has been cut completely from Gaza. So even they cannot bring all this stuff that the people are in need for.
So, Mohammed, explain how you come up with a strategy each day. Does one person go get the bread, another person stands in line for groceries, another person stands in line for fuel? How do you make your decisions about which to go, which line to stand in?
Yeah, I got it. Unfortunately, it's only me who went today to bring some candles because we are out of electricity since 4 and 7 days. Of course, yesterday we left our home just for less than 1 hour looking for mineral water to bring home. We did not find except 6 bottles in the supermarket, and barely we found it. Previously, for 10 days completely, nobody got the ability to leave his house to any place because it's so much risky and dangerous outside. And nobody can handle it. Like, we have a small generator of electricity in our house, but we don't have fuel. Nobody is selling at the moment. The petrol stations are off. Barely you can see a supermarket or a pharmacy is opened. But to the moment, it's much risky, and we cannot handle it more.
Mohammed, is the water on or off in your building?
It's off since more than 10 days.
And so the sewage and all of that must be a disaster in your building.
Thanks for addressing the sewage we are handling. We have an outside bumps that are pushing somehow to the outside. But even when you go, when anybody goes to the streets, you see nobody except the garbage and rubbish. The garbage men are not working, of course, in order to collect them from the streets.
Well, the empty streets, but it seems like you have a full plate of tasks in this three-hour period, and I don't want to keep you because the minutes are ticking away. Mohammed Abu Shaban, Gaza resident, thanks so much and good luck to you.
Thank you indeed.
Mohammed Abu Shaban is a resident of Gaza. He has less than 3 hours to get what he needs, and as you can hear, it's a grim trade-off between, shall we get bread, shall we get fuel, shall we get candles? And it's unclear if any will be available at any given moment. It's a day-by-day situation in Gaza.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.